Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. Do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a Magic Wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the Magic Wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades, and I've been obsessed with my Magic Wand. I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago, because now there are multiple iterations of the Magic Wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the Magic Wand Rechargeable, tiny with the Magic Wand Mini, or micro. Micro is really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's PROMESCENT.com/Emily. Promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out.
Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you must ASAP right now sign up for our mailing list, because we got some amazing things to send you and to tell you about and some new products coming out, and you'll be very happy if you do that. So thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. I love hearing from you at feedback@sexwithemily.com. And, okay, so I've been doing the show for a long time, and one of the most popular topics that we talk about on the show is indeed oral sex.
So I'll let you sit with that for a while, because it's probably what you were thinking about anyway when you turned to the show. You were like, God, I'm not getting enough, I'm whatever. It's for men and for women. They're always wondering, like, how do I get more? How do you know if it's a woman? Like, I don't know if he actually likes doing it. If it's a guy, like, I only get it twice a year because it's my birthday, or how do I get more oral sex? So we're going to talk all about that today. And I want to say I have an oral sex specialist here as a guest on the show. Would you say that, Michael Guilfoyle?
I think you could call me that. I'm a little not concerned
personally.
About it. Yes.
He's not personally an oral sex specialist. He is actually the president of Mask Sexual Flavors, which is a genius innovation. And only because I say that because in my work that I've done, I hear from, you know, I've been doing this for 9 years. I've heard from thousands of men who say the typical, why won't my partner, like, it was all great in the honeymoon phase, we got married, and I might get oral sex on my birthday.
That's actually exactly where we came from. The idea came from Mask about three couples in their mid-50s all having dinner one night. A lot of wine flowed. One of the husbands got bold enough to say, in front of all these old friends, how come you don't give me oral anymore? Now, where I would have thought that would have started World War III, it actually took a good turn, and it started a 20-minute conversation about all the women saying, yeah, I never really liked that. I like to do it, but I don't like the taste associated. I don't like the... So it started us kind of on this path, and it was a couple years of research before we
wow.
got there. So it's... And part of that was finding out, is it... How big a problem really is this?
Right.
Like, I mean, we had no clue. There wasn't even... Kinsey didn't have enough information.
No, right. Kinsey was right before even oral sex, I think. Right. I remember that, reading all the Kinsey stuff, and they were like, oral sex. Women didn't even know how to do it then.
Right.
But then since they do now, a lot of men... So have you found... But first, let's explain what Mask is. I know a lot of you heard me talk about it on the show, but Mask Sexual Flavors are these strips that you created that you put on your tongue
right.
that mask the taste of semen. So a woman can perform oral sex. She puts on her tongue 20 minutes before. Strawberry, chocolate, watermelon, mango. They're all friggin' amazing flavors. And, you know, you perform oral sex and a guy will taste like a milkshake.
Right.
Instead of semen shake.
One of my female friends recently said, makes it like a lollipop. You never want to stop sucking.
Ooh. That is a good tagline.
Which is not bad at all, but it appears to be kind of what people are thinking on. And it really is. This is an issue for so many people. I mean, oral, people don't like to talk about it still as much. People don't. And so it's...
They talk about if they're not getting it and their issues with it, but they don't talk about like...
No. You don't go out with your... You may joke that, you know, the last time you had sex with your husband, but no woman is... like talking with her friends, or it's a rare woman that's talking with her friends heavily and in depth about their oral
right,
sex life.
Right. Well, here's the thing, my best friend for, you know, a very long time since college, she was like my college roommate, and she never liked oral sex, and she's been married now for like 10 years, and I don't think she ever liked, I never said to her why, like, break it down for me. Is it the actual shape of the penis? Because I remember one time I threw a banana at her and she was like, ew, and I'm like, you don't like bananas either. That's interesting. Maybe it was a phallic thing, but it could have been semen. I don't know. So what do you hear from women when they're not performing oral sex? And we're going to give some tips on how to get more oral sex in a second, but how do you...
We have found that to be... So we did a bunch of research, actually, about oral sex attitudes and behaviors and their... some of the things that we found that were really shocking to me is we had women designate themselves as... spitter swallowers and avoiders.
Spitter swallowers or avoiders.
How often do you get to do market research with those types of designations?
I love your job. Okay.
And the swallowers, the people that you would think were most open to it, probably liked it the most, 66% of them said they hate the flavor of it.
They're just taking one for the team.
They are taking one for the team. And so what obviously happens in all the people that we talk to is what tends to happen is that that it will become less and less over time. Obviously, she doesn't enjoy it. Perhaps the rest of her sex life is very, very active, so it just kind of falls off the map. And it begins to be a problem. We get so many emails from people that are getting it now. Oh, it's my anniversary. Oh, it's my birthday. That's it.
But that's it, on your birthday. Right,
right.
Anniversary, you get
and
it.
And you think about it. I said it earlier. It's so the saddest thing about it is she hates it that much, but she's like trotting out, taking one for the team, like those two nights a year. And wouldn't even want that. Like she's miserable. Like it's no fun for anybody.
So you found in your studies that the thing that most women, it was the taste.
Right. There's other things, obviously, that come into the
right.
But number two was like texture. But taste was number one across the board. And it's been, I'm a straight man, so I bluntly have not been lucky enough, unlucky enough, whatever you look at it, with But I understand that most women describe it as warm pool water or salty, bitter, nasty, chalky. I mean, again, I've talked to thousands of people about it. And it has nothing to do with how open you are to sex. I think some people go, well, she's kind of a prude, she won't, or he's kind of a...
Right.
It's not that at all, because I've met some of the most sexual people in the world work in the sex industry and stuff that just... They don't like it,
really. Even the most sexual people in the world, they'd be like...
I'll tell you a little secret. We know of a number of porn stars that use mask on set.
Wow.
Not a ton, but a few that have let us know that they're using it. Because, I mean, again, the reality is... And so...
They use it on set because they don't actually want to taste it.
Right.
I mean, it's interesting. If it solves this problem, that I mean, because I think it's such an intimate act, and it's important for so many men. Like, they just, that's like their thing. And I think a lot of it has to do with, I think men, not only do they dream of having more oral sex, but they want oral sex also because it's like a way of, like, they also just want oral sex in place of sex. Like, I just want a night where I don't have to please you. I don't have to worry about you. Can you just go down on me tonight?
Oh, yeah. And or you're getting ready to go out for the night and he wants to mess up your dress right. and your whole deal. So, yeah, there's a lot of those circumstances where they do it. When our research said that we talked to a big group of men, and it was the men that said their sex life was the most happy, the way they self-designated that. Oral was about 20% of the total overall... not overall activity, the complete activity, not as foreplay. Oral sex obviously comes into play there, but 20%, one out of every five times they'd like to get a blowjob.
Right.
Doesn't mean they won't give it back. They won't put, but that's what it is. And so you think about those people that are getting it only for their birthday, one fifth of their sex life is gone.
Right. Now, what about women and oral sex? Like, you've probably talked to men, like mask, I know we're marketed towards, I mean, it's men, like for women to use on men, but I know a lot of women, like, I don't know, like a guy could use it on me. I don't know. I wouldn't have an issue, but I know that like women would be like, I don't taste good. There's something wrong with me, but it's not like prohibitive. It's not like,
no. It's,
and like a guy, she wouldn't even have to know. Right.
Right. Well,
or would she know?
She would know.
Because it blows your mind. If the tingling.
Right. Suddenly become a lot better at it in her mind. She may, if you don't tell her about it, she may wonder where you've been.
Okay. Because it tastes, because it's.
Yeah. We've known from the beginning that masks can be used on women. The taste profiles are very similar, except for the proteins that are in men's. But when we talked to women initially, they weren't nearly as receptive.
We're sensitive about our vaginas.
Right. And where men are saying, hey, I may get more oral, whatever it takes.
Right. Guys are like, just do whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I'll wear this suit that you want me to wear, whatever it is. So we've known it can be used on women. So what we did is we set aside one of the flavors is a mint backing. And the mint, we made a mild tingler. When used on a man, nobody knows anything. When used on a woman, it's mild enough that it's very, very... the responses have been very good in that marketplace. There's people that find it. And it doesn't even have to be, at that point, about masking her flavors. It's bringing something new in.
It feels good. So I think of Monica Lewinsky and the mint, right? Does everyone know about this in life? Do you remember that? Monica Lewinsky, and she did the mint on Bill Clinton when she gave him oral sex in the Oval Office.
Right.
Anyway, that was a good time.
A lot of people that use flavored lubes in those situations.
Exactly.
We know that there are things out there.
It's such a fascinating technology that you came up with.
Oh, yeah. Well, then nobody's doing it where you literally can't taste it. And we feel really good about that. But the key is, you know, we like opening the dialogue about this activity because people really
So what have you heard? Like, what are some of the trends or things that have shocked you that you've learned about oral sex?
Just how little discussion there is in a lot of couples about this specific act. One of the things that happens to us is we'll do a consumer-oriented, like, trade show or something, and we'll get these very cute couples walking around hand in hand, and they'll walk up, oh, what do you do? And we'll give the minute
spiel.
What do you
do? You can't do it. And like, you're not like, I'm a doctor.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Right. I make these things. But what will happen is we'll explain it, and almost always the guy's like, oh, no, we don't need that. And the woman's like, yeah, we do. So you could tell that they have never had the conversation where it becomes an issue. And, again, it can evolve over time. You may you may be fine in your 20s, and in your 30s, as you take medications and your sense of taste changes, his body chemistry changes. We get a lot of customers that are going through various medical treatments, including cancer treatments. That's such a good point.
That I know. I had a guy, a woman who was dating a guy who took tons of vitamins. He was on vitamins and medication. He just took everything, and she's like, his semen changed the taste of it, and I just don't like it. And this was years ago, and so I'm just thinking, God, I wish that mask was around then. But people don't even think about that. It's not even offensive. It's just you've changed. We've been together 20 years, and you no longer semen tastes like
your waistline might not look exactly the same. Your cholesterol is probably not quite the same again.
And your semen does not taste the same. And this is what we do about it.
Exactly.
So tips for getting more oral sex. Okay, we always talk about this. I think that also, if you're with a partner and you want to perform oral sex on you besides getting something like mask, I think also reinforcement. I think a lot of women, and I have a lot of young women who work for me, and they're always like, I don't think I do it right. I don't think I perform oral sex right. So that could be a big thing factor for women too. So I say, guys, if you want more from your partner, you have to reinforce her. And you have to tell her that you're doing a good job. And if she's not, be like, it'd be great if you put your mouth on it a little more or whatever, a little harder, a little softer, whatever you want.
Right.
I just think that, and this is the main thing in my whole Sex with Emily show, is that couples just don't talk about sex enough.
They don't. And we hear that all the time. Just in the responses we get, the people that are, before we started doing more business overseas, even shipping things overseas, we were not licensed to do so, so we couldn't send it. So I get an email from a guy in the UK saying, she hasn't given me oral in 14 years. And I'm going, how do you get to that point where it's a big enough deal that you're finding
counting
some product
too,
that's not even available in your country to solve the problem, where instead of talking to her.
Right, because so they don't talk about it at all.
It's too bad. So I, of course, broke the rules and sent it to him personally from me just because I could not.
Oh, my God. What about some of the testimonials and stuff? I know there were some that were kind of amazing.
Oh, yeah. We feel really good.
Guys who are I haven't had oral sex since, whatever, but in 20 years. I wonder,
We've had some really good response. The ones that I particularly love are those that where it's just become an inactive part of our lives. And with mask, we've definitely gotten much more active. What we allow our customers to do is review the product directly on our site. We encourage it with every package that goes out. No shenanigans, no anything. But the stories that they'll tell you, and just when I sit down and talk to people in bars and restaurants and hotels, the stories that they'll tell you, how direct they'll be with a stranger is really, really interesting to me.
When it's obvious they're not, to talk about
and
it.
When it's obvious they're not talking to their partner.
Right.
So here's an example from Josh. I've been married for almost 12 years, and with these strips, my wife allowed my relief in her mouth. It was a first with a gulp at the end, and I'm not sure who enjoyed it more, myself or her, as she put it. It was written on my face how much I loved it. Thank you for the inviters and all the people who helped spice things up one step further. And again, that's awesome. We don't normally talk. Some people look at our strips and think it's all about swallowing.
Right.
And we don't normally ever talk about that. It's none of our business what you do at the end. The reality is those flavors, men lubricate just like women do, and those flavors are during the entire act.
Right.
And so we don't. But that is one thing that we've been seeing a lot of is women that were apprehensive to allow it him to come in her mouth.
Right.
Are doing it. And where that's a good thing is I don't think women realize that it is a significantly different experience.
It is. So tell me about this as a man, since I do not have a penis. The spitting and the swallowing, that's always been a thing. Do you spit or swallow? It feels different if she doesn't swallow, right? Or if she goes away before you.
Pulls her mouth out. Right. What I say with pulling her mouth off at the end, the avoiders, what if he pulled off of her clitoris right in the middle of of her exciting orgasm? It really does change things. Now, again, there aren't any men worth their salt that want you to be misery. It's not an ego thing. It can't become an ego thing. But the issue is he definitely enjoys it more. So if this opens it up to that, that's great. Again, we don't advocate anything at the end. However, to deal with it at the end, and as far as spitting or swallowing, that's from my opinion.
Right.
That's hey.
We just until want people to have better sex.
That's until he's ready to swallow his own, then
right. Yeah, it's... No, but it's true. Michael and I connected because it's just like we just want people to have better sex and more frequent sex. So that's what we're all about. And I think what is awesome is that you have a special offer for our listeners that they can, because a lot of people have wanted to try it because I've talked about Mask on the show like forever. If they tweet or Facebook, right, find you on Facebook, it's at Your Mask, MASQUE. So either on Facebook or Twitter, and if they do hashtag Emily, you'll send them a free sample.
Right. What will happen is our social media people will contact you back to get an address, and we'll send you out a free sample.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited. So many people that try Mask really, really like it. So we want to get into as many people's hands as we can because we see it making a difference in some people's lives.
I think it makes a difference. I hate to hear that people are going without in the world.
Particularly when it's a simple solution. Even if maybe we're an evolutionary product. It's something in her head.
Right.
And enables them to... Right. Reach past something and they don't use mask anymore. It's not particularly great for my business, but we're happy to
right.
hear.
Right, you're like happy to hear if it got you over the hump.
Right, and that's exactly it. And that may be what it is for some people. But
because maybe because there's women that like, you talk about trauma, like they had a bad experience in high school.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like they had a bad semen experience and they never got over the semen experience.
Oh, yeah.
Post-traumatic semen experience. I think it's a yeah. new it's so a new disease that the mask is solving. So thank you so much, Michael Guilfoyle, for being on the Sex with Emily show.
Thank you for
I love having
me.
You here. It's so fun. Thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Remember, always send me your emails and your sex tip questions. We've got hundreds of podcasts that you can find on iTunes or my website, Sex with Emily. I want to get your email address. Go to my website. I will not spam you. I'm just going to send you really cool stuff. So thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. So you know I'm obsessed with candles, right? Have you ever heard of massage oil candles? Okay, so get this. I always light candles when I'm enjoying a glass of wine with friends, and recently they were over and I lit 3 candles for my new line called Emily and Tony. My skin felt really dry, so I went ahead and poured some of it on my hands and I gave myself a quick massage. My friends were stunned that I did this and immediately were obsessed. And here's why. See, these candles are really aromatherapy massage oils that when warmed like a candle, they melt into the most luxurious body oil that is super hydrating, leaves your skin feeling and smelling amazing, and it's perfect for massaging your partner or yourself. You can use it during foreplay, and you know me, I'm a firm believer in foreplay. They come in delicious flavors like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. Not just that, they look great in your home. So help us keep this podcast free. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. And you're welcome.